Turning on the news and feeling hopeless, open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my guest joining me from First Liberty Institute, and always excited to have him join me as we talk about what's happening to religious freedom here in America. And I have to tell you, folks, yes, there is Christian persecution that is happening in our country today. And I want to welcome to the program Lathan Watts. Lathan, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Of course. Well, I think perhaps that because obviously there's been so much indoctrination, and we're going to talk with C.C. O'Leary with the Southeastern Legal Foundation just about what's happening on our college campuses, and I think a lot of people are aware of it, but there's no question that there is a level of indoctrination that would lead one to believe that perhaps, you know, there really isn't any Christian persecution going on, and that Christianity is supposed to be something that you practice only in your home, only in the four walls of your house, and don't ever take it outside anywhere in public. And by all means, don't let it, you know, influence how you act, how you behave, and what you do, Lathan. I mean, that is the prevalent atmosphere that is that has found itself in a lot of our public squares. So that sounds to me like religious persecution. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. I was just going to say, I think over many years, due to some court decisions and just a misunderstanding really of the religion clauses in the First Amendment, we've gone so far out of our way trying not to violate the Establishment Clause that we have ended up basically violating the Free Exercise Clause, or making it almost dormant. And it's, you know, it's based on a convoluted and misconstrued interpretation of the Establishment Clause. And the Establishment Clause was just intended so that there would be no official church of the United States of America. And that's really it.
Wait a minute. You mean the only reason they put that in there was so that the government wouldn't create a state-run church?
Yeah, I know. It's shocking, right? I mean, we had just finished winning a war with Great Britain, the greatest empire in the history of the world at that point, and they had the Church of England, you know, that you were taxed to support, whether or not you ever darkened the door of the church, whether or not you believed anything that was being preached from those pulpits. And they didn't want that here. There would not be, you know, an official state-sponsored church of the federal government. Because we also have to remember, when they wrote the Constitution, it was only intended to apply to the federal government. At the time they ratified the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment, 12 out of the 13 states had official churches. Some of them had religious tests for office. You had to be a member of that church to hold public office, which is prevented in the federal government in the Constitution in Article 6. So it's not until after the Civil War and the 14th Amendment and the incorporation doctrine, basically invented by the Supreme Court, that applied the Bill of Rights to the states. So we've gotten, you know, so we've gone so far out of our way, on the Establishment Clause that it's been broadened to the point where people think that there's just no role for religion in public life. And that's just not true. I mean, it's just not accurate. It's certainly not what the founders intended. They knew that in order to remain free, you had to have a moral people. And that is the role of religion in a free society, is the teaching of and the encouragement of morality amongst the people. Because if you have freedom without morality, there's nothing to restrain the fallen human nature of man, and you will end up back in tyranny. The strong will oppress the weak, the rich oppress the poor, however you want to say it. At some point, the oppression gets bad enough that those who are oppressed start crying out for a strong leader to come in and fix everything. And pretty soon you're right back to a tyrant. So the Establishment Clause was really just to prevent there being an official state church that everyone had to support. The Free Exercise Clause is about, as you were saying, living according to your faith in all aspects of life, not just choosing where you go to church on Sunday or if you go to church at all, but living out the religious beliefs that you have at school, at work, certainly in the home, and how you interact with your fellow Americans. That's the role of religion in a free civil society. And that's why it has to be protected. That's why it's the only type of case that First Liberty handles, is protecting religious liberty.
Well, and also because, you know, we have a constitution. Unfortunately, it has been significantly perverted in the last 50 years. But the original intent of our constitution was to restrain government, not people.
Correct.
The whole purpose of the nation that was created, our founders envisioned the freest nation on earth, but they understood, as you said so eloquently, that you can't have that level of freedom, that level of liberty, without an underlying foundation of morality that everyone clearly understands, and that morality is a part of the consciousness of every citizen. As John Adams, that's why he made the statement, our Constitution is fit only for a moral people. And I remind people all the time, Lathan, you know, you want to talk about politicians being liars and crooks and thieves and all these horrific things. And I'm not suggesting that we haven't had a lot of that, nor that we don't experience that. We don't see those kinds of behaviors and activities, some of the things that are said and some of the things that are done and the bills that are put into place. But the reality is they are simply supposed to be a reflection of you and me, of everybody that's listening to the radio today, everybody hearing my voice, everybody watching me on TECN TV and Coast to Coast. So folks, it's on us. If Washington DC doesn't reflect you and I, then it's our responsibility before God to put people there that are going to do exactly that. And First Liberty is simply wanting to say, hey, everyone should be able to act according to that conscience that is associated with their belief system, a belief in God.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, I think it's Will Rogers said that democracy is the idea that the American people deserve to get what they want and get it good and hard. So if you're concerned about, you know, these, as you said, you know, liars and crooks and thieves and government, you know, it's easy to point fingers, but we have to take responsibility ourselves. We're the people who keep electing them. And, you know, law and politics are always downstream of the culture. So if you turn your culture into an absolute sewer, what do you expect is going to rise to the top?
Yeah.
You know, this is, I speak to a lot of churches and I tell them, first, liberty, you know, we win a lot of cases. We can protect religious liberty in the courts all day long. But our ministry is to protect your ministry. We can win these cases, but if you don't go out and impact the culture the way you're supposed to, eventually it's not going to matter.
Yes.
You know, that's what this is about. It's about protecting your right to then go out and be salt and light in your little corner of the world and make, you don't have to save the whole, you don't have to change the whole world. Just change your corner of it. You know?
And citizenship is about that responsibility. I mean, you know, people come. I mean, that's why we have. There are a lot of these folks that are breaching our southern border that are coming. You know, everybody's not part of the cartels. Everybody's not part of a gang.
Right.
Everybody, we know that. We know that everybody's not bad. There are people that are coming, but the main reason that folks stand in line and follow the legal process to become Americans is because of the ideals that they believe about America and its freedoms and its liberties. And when they go through the citizen process, to become a citizen of this country, they learn things for the most part, although there have been some changes in some of the oaths, but they learn for the most part things that a lot of Americans now are never taught in school, but used to be.
That's exactly right. You know, there's a big difference between, I mean, no one can fault anyone for wanting a better life or wanting a better life for their kids.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a big difference between wanting to benefit from living in America and wanting to become an American. And that's the point that you're making about the people that do it the right way and go through the process. And I think we need to make that process easier. But the people who want to become citizens of this country reflect those ideals that the country is founded on. And I think the notion of even the whole idea of citizenship has been denigrated, you know, for decades now. Point where, you know, it's just, there's no difference between somebody being a resident and being a citizen. And that idea of citizenship having value and having meaning and understanding what it is, that there are responsibilities that come along with being a citizen of this nation, and maybe more than others because of the ideals that we're founded upon.
We
are here to live in freedom, and that requires morality, like you said, and a certain respect for the rights of others and how we interact. That's the only way we'll be able to maintain the level of freedom and prosperity that we have. Like you mentioned, Adam saying that, you know, the Constitution is written for a moral people. You know, Ronald Reagan talked about freedom being never more than one generation away from extinction. Couple of centuries before that, if you go back all the way back to one of the very first Congresses, and they wrote the Northwest Ordinance to authorize the settling of the Northwest Territories, there's language in the Northwest Ordinance that says religion and morality being necessary for good government and the happiness of the people, a system of public education will forever be encouraged. The founders' idea of what education is supposed to be is creating the next generation of people capable of living in freedom. It was about passing on those things to the next generation that then 200 years later, Reagan reminded us, we don't pass it on in the bloodstream. That's what the founders saw as the purpose of education. And, you know, we've gotten so far afield of that today. It looks like, you know, our education system is doing just the opposite.
Yeah.
You know, teaching our kids to hate this country. And I think you're finally seeing a backlash against that now, people showing up to school board meetings and speaking their mind and holding people accountable for some of the things that are being taught in schools today. And it's going to take more of that.
Well, and then you're seeing, you know, the response, you know, of an ideology that says, no, we're going to shut down and indoctrinate. We're gonna force this anti-God, anti-religion, you know, state as right. God type of ideology that is completely and totally unconstitutional. And let's be clear, that's what we're talking about here. We're talking about the freedom, the free exercise thereof, and the limitations upon the government, because it has been determined also there's a case, and I'm trying to remember, you might remember the case, Lathan, but there's a case that said that secular humanism, which is in essence what the government is forcing upon us, is in fact a religion. The courts found that it was.
Right, and the, you know, the role of government towards religion is, generally speaking, you know, kind of summarizing the case law, is that government is supposed to be neutral towards religion. It shouldn't favor one over another or favor, you know, religion over non-religion, but it shouldn't disfavor it either. So they have to, you know, protect sort of an open forum for, you know, debate and discussion of ideas, and you can't just exclude religion from that forum. And it's, you know, we've seen that in several cases. We have a case going to the United States Supreme Court this term about a tuition program in Maine that the state had set up for areas where there wasn't enough funds or people for a high school, that parents could use this scholarship to send their kids to other schools unless they chose to send them to a religious school. And so, you know, we've sued, and now that case will be heard by the Supreme Court this term.
Yeah. And hopefully we'll get the decision that, you know, it benefits all of us, which is the ability to be able to act freely. Yeah, secular humanism, actually in a recent Oregon case, November 5th, 2014, a federal judge in Oregon, Judge Ansar Haggerty, cited the Establishment Clause of the U.S. Constitution in ruling that secular humanism was in fact a religion. So if the government is forcing that on us, they're violating the Constitution. Lathan, thank you. Folks, contact First Liberty Institute.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP Supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's Energy Factors instead? Our Energy Factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use Energy Factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. And, you know, folks, I tell you, the issue of Christianity, the issue of the role that Christianity has played in our history. I can't emphasize enough. When I was listening to Lathan, I was jotting down some notes. When you think about what's being perpetrated on our kids today, what is it that they are being told, right? They're being told that the United States is bad, that it was imperialistic, that that the references of the 1619 project, references to slavery, references to America as an oppressor, as a colonizer, as imperialistic, all of those things. And yet the contrast to that and the realities of it are... Oh, there we go. Hang on a moment. Hey, IQ, hang on just a second. I'm closing out the segment right before. Hang on just a second. So, folks, the need for us to understand America's Christian and biblical founding is and to get that back into mainstream education. What it was that we came here to fight against. Was there an oppression in England? Was there freedom that people sought when they came here back in the times that they are referring to in 1619? Their focus is on Jamestown and slave trade that was actually coming from England. And let's remember that in total, it was only approximately 4% of the entire slave trade found its way into America. And America determined to cut off slave trade and not allow any more slaves to be brought to our shores even before the Civil War was fought. So it's important to understand it was Christianity and Christians and Christendom that actually put an end to slavery. And it's been Christendom that has touched and changed lives all across this country. America's charitable DNA is found in its Christian.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.